This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, just like you are any night of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. All you got to do is call 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
And Peakless, you're usually here on Sundays, and Bonnie's you're sitting in because Melanie's feeling a little under the weather too. We don't know if she's got, so we will see. Let's go to the phones, guys. Let's see. Check my notes here. Got Dave calling in from Washington. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was going to talk to you guys about something else, but called an audible after your last call. Because obviously he's a very advocate of vaccines and for COVID, which I also am an advocate for people who are at risk. In other words, if you're over 65 or if you're under 65 and have some sort of an underlying health condition, then absolutely. But everybody else, your risk of dying is so low that it's kind of absolute nonsense. I'm a little perturbed by what happened, specifically in this country, self-imposing economic disaster to the point where we had to send people checks to keep them at home and not at work, especially all those people who were young and healthy people who otherwise could have gone to work, kept the economy going, and the chances of dying being extraordinarily low. In fact, if you look at the death rate across all age groups from 0 to 120, you know, the average overall death rate is far under 0.5%. And you can find that by going to the CDC website, and you simply look at, they have eight by age group. They will show you what the deaths are and what the cases are.
I think that's, you know, 100% true. Sounds right to me. But you can't really, like, all you can do anything about now is, right now, is whatever you do something about now. And while the, I would say that, you know, the politicians and, you know, those that would rule us all acted like a bunch of lunatics over the course of 2020. But now at 2021, you know, I mean, if you're, I'm 50 years old, so we'll use me. If I decide, well, maybe it'd be a good idea to get a vaccine. I don't have a particular problem with somebody making that choice. It's better to get the, from what I can tell, the illness that you get from the vaccine is better than the illness you get from the disease.
So, assuming you haven't had it.
Presuming you haven't had it. If you have had it, then what? You know, and I don't have an answer for that.
No, from what I've seen, people who have already had COVID and then get a vaccine have a really high tendency to have problems.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, yep.
I didn't know the answer to that.
I mean, I think the caller is right about, I mean, every position that seems sane to me is, okay, we have found out this information about this virus is more of a problem for older people and for people with certain conditions.
Sure.
So every sane position from my perspective means that you have to change your behavior based on that new information.
Well, it's been that has been the information all along, though. The information has been that people over the age of, I don't know, 70, 75, somewhere in there, are much more likely.
65.
What's that?
It's about 65, but go ahead.
Fine, 65.
That's what they've all come up with.
So people over the age of 65 are more likely to die and, you know, have the symptoms and all that stuff. But, you know, I mean, I just lived my life in 2020. I've been two-thirds of the way around the globe and back in 2020 and didn't change my life one whit. It took a guy who went to the hospital because he's got stage 4 cancer, works here at Free Talk Live, and he, you know, and it was brought in and, you know, a bunch of people got sick. And that's because it's a virulent disease once you get it. But if you're not anywhere near anybody, then you're not anywhere near anybody. So
I've been around all of y'all, and I didn't get sick because I eat garlic.
you also had COVID, probably.
Oh, yeah, probably in October.
Now, she's got a point, though. I mean, so there's this thing called a viral load that it's another one of those things no one talks about. So depending on your individual health, which is affected by things like what conditions you have and how old you are, depending on your individual health, a certain amount of virus particles will get you sick or not. And no one seems to have any focus on, okay, how about we make it so that the viral load is higher than what you're likely to be exposed to?
We'll make the... Hold on, what?
Okay, so if you eat right and exercise,
yeah,
then it takes a greater number of virus particles to get you sick.
Sure.
No one has said anything about that.
I understand that, but the way that viral load builds up, it has to do with being indoors in people's houses. Houses are built, especially up here in the Northeast, to not let air out.
Mm.
Because air, warm air is valuable and cold air is expensive to heat into warm air. And so people live in these little boxes of air, and then when somebody comes in, all that stuff gets trapped, and if they're in there for 10, 15, 20 minutes, then it starts, you know, piling up, and then people start getting sick. So what we have is we have this long lineage of houses and cars that aren't having the kind of airflow that they need to have to keep people well. And whereas on planes, they're, you know, touting right now that, hey, it's safer to be in a plane than it is to be at a home with somebody, you know, right next to people. So,
well, but
can I add another angle to this that I don't hear many people talk about? The thing that why I'm so upset about how this was handled last year and why it matters going forward is that the amount of money that we pushed into something, again, with such a low actual death rate. I'm talking overall, not per, you know, if you're old, it's higher, but the amount of money we pumped into that and continued to pump in this year for no real reason because the economy is doing fine does have consequences. And what I don't hear people talk about is, guess what, from H1N1, the MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, COVID right now, we get these kinds of things. Every 10, 15 years, something comes along. And this had such a low death rate, relatively. I'm just talking numerically. It's bad for anybody who died, but relatively, it's a low death rate. What happens when the next one, 10, 15 years down the road, actually has a 5 or 10% death rate? What in the heck do people think they're going to do when we really need to shut the economy down? We really need to pay people to be at home. But now we have $40 to $45 trillion by that time in debt, and interest rates are slowly going up. How in the heck do people think we're going to be able to come up with money, since we don't have money trees, to pay for that? I mean, they don't think forward. They don't think proactively. They
all
think
the articles
reactively
on the internet right now are saying that debt just doesn't matter. I mean, politicians are telling themselves over and over, debt doesn't matter. Shouldn't be a problem. Yep. No big deal. No, you know,
as long as we
it's
just
insanity.
Keep people
it is
as
insanity.
Long as long as we just keep forcing people to take our money at gunpoint, then we can keep printing it. It'll be fine.
Well, America's on the way down, and I don't know how else to say it. I mean, you know, everything that I look at as far as the government goes, it just says that these people, I mean, I'd say they don't know what the hell they're doing, but they clearly cannot be that mouth-breathingly, window-lickingly stupid. They're trying to destroy this nation, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Well, you can't just say, well, debt doesn't matter.
It's a controlled demolition, I think.
Well,
I just don't really know why.
I don't know why either.
Well, so I think it's worth pointing out that there are certain events that are, I guess they're black swan events, where like, okay, when this happens, that's how you can tell that we've reached the crook in the hockey stick, where like, okay, yes, this irresponsible monetary policy will bring us down, but when? And the only one I can pinpoint for sure, if OPEC starts, that's the oil-producing and exporting countries, most especially Saudi Arabia, if OPEC starts accepting any currency for oil other than U.S. dollars, like, that's the one I've pinpointed as, that's your black swan event. As soon as that happens, get rid of your U.S. dollars because they are going to be worth less than toilet paper.
What if they start taking Bitcoin?
Well, that would be awesome.
It would be certainly be interesting. And it's a currency of value, and I would imagine that something like that's going to happen pretty quickly. at some point in the future. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Dave. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Your call is coming up here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind.
It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
The number 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. 877-381-6160. We're taking your calls on all kinds of different things here on Free Talk Live, but most of the people have been calling in about COVID. And I happen to be recovering from it, so I got to say that, you know, for me it feels like a very, you know, insightful, timely show because, well, there were days over the course of the past couple of weeks when I just couldn't get up, couldn't do anything, wasn't eating. I lost 15 pounds in 5 days.
You know what that reminds me of?
Huh?
The flu.
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you whether it was the flu or not the flu because it was like a very bad case of the flu is what my experience was.
I thought you were about to say that you thought for a few days you weren't going to make it.
No, I didn't think.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think that for a second.
It's like, oh God.
Yeah, last time I lost a like 15 pounds without being able to move from the bed, I had a really bad stomach flu.
Yeah. Well, this. One of the reasons that, you know, when you have the chills and, you know, you've got a fever and these sorts of things, your body's working harder. It's burning more calories. And I had a few calories to burn, ladies and gentlemen. I had a high of 206. I'm 5 foot, well, probably 10 now at 50 years old. But 5 foot 11 is what I would have called myself. And, yeah, I mean, I just burned through calories and don't feel like eating still. Still not really eating very much. But, yeah, you can call in about whatever you want to talk about. 603-283-6160.
And that seems to be one of the major issues with this is that it destroys your sense of smell/taste. So eating when you can't actually taste your food is a chore.
I taste things, but they taste different. Some things taste different. So, you know, we'll see. Let's go to Ryan calling from Tennessee. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to chime in on the vaccine, but first of all, I wanted to salute all of you for fighting the good fight to protect your free speech against big government, fake media, everybody who's trying to hold us back.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a commitment, that's for sure.
But as far as the vaccine goes, I've got several points, so I'm going to try to keep it short. About a year ago, well, first of all, the FDA has not approved any of these vaccines. They've given it the EUA, emergency use authorization.
Okay.
But none of them have been approved.
About a year ago,
I guess the fourth caller back is going to call me a fake caller. But a year ago, the CEO of Moderna came on the Fox Business Channel. Maria Bartiromo was interviewing him. And he was bragging that they developed the vaccine in 4 days.
Wow.
So I'm sitting here thinking, well, there hasn't been a vaccine produced in less than 5 years, and they did it in 4 days. So basically, they got their vaccine right the very, very first try.
Yeah, even Dr. Fauci was saying
I got
to
call mega BS on that.
Oh, yeah, and I think the only...
I
think the only reason the FDA won't approve it is because then when a whole bunch of people start dying, they'll be like, but you approved it, FDA.
Exactly. Yeah. They have no idea what the long-term effects are. I mean, it's like the Tuskegee experiment.
They're calling it a vaccine,
30 years.
And I got in trouble for calling it experimental gene therapy here on the air by one of my mentors.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, but the fact that they came up with it in 4 days is in part because it's entirely different than other things that they've called vaccines up to this point. And I think it's fair to say that it probably would take 7 years to make a real vaccine in the sense of what we call vaccines. And if it has... you know, if it has any kind of positive effect, I say, well, you know, shoot it up.
Well, and this is part of why they suppressed information about cheap medical alternatives. Because if anything is an accepted alternative, then they can't get the emergency authorization for use.
Garlic.
Right? Yeah. I mean, dare I say, hydroxychloroquine was suppressed as a possible alternative, partly because if there is an alternative, then you can't get emergency use.
Donald Trump endorsed it.
Yeah.
So it automatically had to be, it automatically had to be a scam.
Right, and there did seem this whole thing was a political football. But ivermectin was held out as a miracle cure by some doctors in front of Congress, and for whatever reason, they haven't been handing that out very much at all. I took it during this. Now, I don't know whether it was effective or not because I was still tired after having taken it. It's not like, you know, within 5 hours, blink, I'm up and dancing the jig or anything. But, you know, I mean, people aren't – all they're talking about is this vaccine that was rolled out, and no one's talking about anything else. And, well, if you're sick with it, you know, follow the money.
I mean, just follow the money. How much did Moderna and Pfizer and AstraZeneca, how much money did they make off of all of this?
Well,
it was reported that Comrade Fauci was one of the largest shareholders of Moderna back when it was still less than $20 a share.
Color me unsurprised.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
so I think it's either Moderna was given the strain by the Wuhan lab years in advance before they released it, or it's the biggest miracle since baby Jesus was born from the Virgin Mary. Because you don't create a vaccine in 4 days.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate it. And, well, you know, this vaccine has engendered a great deal of speculation surrounding this. And the way that China locked down and then the whole rest of the world decided to lock down too, it's suspicious.
Well, I mean, there are biological research facilities in Wuhan, where this supposedly came from, that have very curious ties to Dr. Anthony Fauci. So, I mean, I hadn't thought of that angle, but yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't be that they got, here's an advanced copy of this virus. Go ahead and, you know, make the vaccine for it, which is what they were officially doing in Wuhan, is making new viruses so they could make new vaccines.
Well, I know that an article I read, I think it was Globe and Mail, and they said that they tested blood from 2017, and it had T-cell immunity to COVID-19, which wasn't discovered until 2019,
huh.
Named in 2019. So, now, I don't know what that means. You can draw whatever conclusions you want to draw from that, ladies and gentlemen. But that's, you know, that's an article that I read, and, you know, no one talks about this T-cell immunity. Nobody talks about any of this stuff. And
I think it's been very careful branding on this virus, because the most accurate way that you could say this would be to call it SARS-2. But if you call it SARS-2, then people go, oh, then I shouldn't panic.
Well, it is called SARS-2, yeah.
Not in the media, it's not.
Sometimes,
though. It's called coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's called COVID-19.
Yeah.
They never call it SARS-2.
It's true. But when I got my, when you stick the thing up your nose, your PCR tests, yeah, they always call it SARS-2, those tests. So,
well, that's accurate.
Yeah. The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Looks like we're talking about COVID today. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As Michigan deals with the worst COVID-19 outbreak in the country, the state's governor is calling on the White House to send more vaccines. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she's asked for more shots for several weeks to help control the spread in her state. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb believes the federal government should start sending extra resources to areas where COVID outbreaks are happening. He tells CBS News that dealing with outbreaks will require a different strategy going forward.
We need to think differently about this pandemic. If you look at all the planning for past pandemics, the flu planning that we've done in the past, even planning for bioterrorism incidents, it always contemplated surging resources into hotspots. They never perceived that there was going to be a confluent national epidemic, but there were going to be localized outbreaks. That, in fact, is likely what we're going to see going forward. We're not going to see a confluent epidemic, but we'll see these hotspots. So we need to get in the habit of trying to surge resources into those hotspots to put out those fires of spread.
This is USA Radio News. More pressure is being put on the CDC to allow cruise ships to sail again.
Restrictions on cruise ships have been extended until November. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy tells Fox News having the industry shut down during the pandemic has been decimating.
Between last year and this year, if the season is canceled, we're going to have about a $3.3 billion economic loss in Alaska. That's in a state with about a $56 billion GDP, so it's going to be significant. We're going to lose millions of dollars in local revenue for our communities, especially along the coast. Unemployment rates will remain stubbornly high.
Governor Dunleavy has sent a report to the White House outlining the impacts it is having on his state. Carnival Cruises has threatened to pull its ships out of the U.S. because of the CDC's order. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Hideki Matsuyama has captured his first major title, hanging on Sunday to win the Masters. He was one over on the day to finish 10 under for the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. I'm kind of tired of talking about Fauci and his summer plans, which appear to be nothing. Fauci doesn't intend to do anything. He's got he got a shot six. He'll have a he got it December 22nd, so it's been about 4 months since he got a shot, and yeah, he doesn't intend to do anything different.
Well, I've got a topic without an article.
What's that?
How about this passport for COVID?
The COVID passport?
Yeah.
I'm much more interested in talking about the new view that debt doesn't matter at all, which had to come. And ultimately, this is really important, ladies and gentlemen. You've been saddled with debt when you were born here in America. You were saddled with debt by the United States government, and they said, you're going to pay this. And they haven't paid it off. They haven't come close.
It's not hard to trick people that it doesn't matter when you see the government just constantly spending and spending, and you see the number going up, and nothing ever really happens. It seems normal. You're paying the same amount for yogurt in the grocery store, only it's just a smaller container.
Yeah. And that's the reality, is that when they make more money, that... and they don't make more value, that there's more money chasing the same amount of value, the value of your money is going to decrease. And we've been saying that on the air on here on Free Talk Live for 20 years, and no one cares, and you know, no one listens. It's a superpower, ladies and gentlemen, a superpower that you can have for your life. is saving money in a world of what they call a inflationary currency world. So you can choose that for yourself anytime you want. That's just an option that you get to have. But there's something has changed, and that thing that's changed is now the government's saying debt doesn't matter.
Yeah, as far as saving money goes, as long as you save more than 2% a year, you are increasing your power. But I do have an article here from the Washington Post that says, liberal economists say debt doesn't matter. They're wrong. Which is not a title I expected from the Washington Post.
Well, yeah, it matters.
You know, the election of Joe Biden to the presidency has prompted liberal calls to set aside pesky budget deficit concerns and go deeper into debt to finance large new spending initiatives, well beyond the short-term stimulus. Yeah, I can't help but think of, well, how are you going to pay for this? That's a Republican talking point.
And this the thing is that, I mean, Republicans haven't been good about not spending when they've got a president in office either. They're terrible.
No.
But they're the only ones that'll talk about, like, when a Republican's in office, Democrats don't talk about debt. When Democrats are in office, Republicans talk about debt. So,
you know, it's been this amazing parallel between the anti-war left and the anti-debt right.
Right.
Every time that they're out of power, oh, put me in power, I'll stop the war. Oh, put me in power, I'll stop the debt. As soon as they're in power, not a peep.
Yeah. Why can't I get an anti-debt, anti-war candidate?
Not allowed.
Oh, yeah, Ron Paul, he's quixotic.
What's quixotic?
I don't know, but they said it every single damn time they said Ron Paul's name from 2008 through 2012.
Really?
It means weird.
Oh.
Wait, they said his name? I mean, as far as
running for president, but they had to say the quixotic Ron Paul.
Ah.
Every single time they said his name, it's the word quick. I mean, just look it up, ladies and gentlemen. Look up quixotic and see what comes up behind it.
Quixotic, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Is that how you were pronounced?
Don Quixote?
Yeah, well.
So Don Quixote sense. Was this delusional pseudo-knight.
Yeah, crazy man who was
right.
Thought that windmills were dragons.
Yeah, and it was amazing the degree to which they avoided covering Ron Paul. I mean, John Stewart is no libertarian. But even he had to point out that they were avoiding saying his name directly. Like, ah, yes, that pushes Michelle Bachmann into number three slot.
Yeah, right.
It's like, what? Behind who?
Right.
And the only time that I ever saw him mentioned at all was when a guy said, well, I could be covering the Ron Paul campaign right now.
Well, I saw a bunch of Ron Paul coverage, but that's because I was looking for it. And, you know, we've, of course, followed it closely here on Free Talk Live. But, yeah, I mean, just that it's pretty clear that there was something stacked against Ron Paul.
Well, there's a wider and wider gap between what people actually care about and what gets covered in the corporate media.
As evidenced by the fact that debt doesn't matter anymore. They're going to say that over and over again for the next year, I'm sure.
Influential left-of-center experts such as Harvard economists Lawrence Summers and Jason Furman, journalist Matt Iglesias, and Biden advisor and former Post Everything columnist Jared Bernstein assert that today's low interest rates make government borrowing too good of a bargain to pass up. Well, one of the things I've watched getting covered is like, oh, well, you economists were wrong because as our debt has increased, our interest rate has decreased. Explain that.
And it is a curious situation.
The Fed sets the interest rate. I mean, it's not a miracle
well,
that the
Fed doesn't set the interest rate any more than the cowboy sets the bull ride. I mean, to some extent they choose, but you know, they're at some point or another the economy will get out of the hands of the Fed, and you know, no matter what they do, so
the Fed sets the interest rate upon which all other interest rates are based.
Sure, that's correct. But if people just they're borrow. Look, if when the borrowing increases, the amount of money in the marketplace increases. If the amount of money in the marketplace gets to be so ubiquitous that you're going to have a problem as far as keeping the value of money without to keep it from going hyperinflation. And the fact that they haven't had hyperinflation yet is curious.
Unless everyone's willing to keep borrowing. So if there are still countries willing to buy your debt, which there are, because it's debt in U.S. dollars. Well, and debt in U.S. dollars means that my country has oil tomorrow.
Economics is a science, and they should be able to say how many dollars is too many dollars, and they can't. And there's some curious aspects of this, but it's going to come down. And there's nothing that anybody can do about it. And saying that debt doesn't matter is only going to make things go faster.
Well, every time a large oil-producing, like a heavily oil-producing country,
yep,
announces that it's going to start trading in something other than U.S. dollars, they either get assassinated or invaded.
There's these things have been... This is a long time claim, and there is certainly some veracity to it. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other whether that's the case. What the fact is that currently the United States dollar is the world reserve currency, and you cannot just print any currency, willy nilly, like it doesn't matter, and expect there not to be problems. Well, there's going to be problems.
Let me bring this down to a more like something you can, like a normal person can think about, because a lot of this is unnecessarily complicated. If you imagine that you have a checkbook, that no one will ever cash the checks, then you can keep writing larger and larger checks.
Yep.
And as long as the oil can only be traded in U.S. dollars, then no one's ever going to cash those checks.
That's why they say debt doesn't matter. But the fact is that everybody can look and see how much debt the United States has.
Yeah. And what it matters for is how hard the collapse is.
Right. And when it comes, and people are going to at some point or another say, this country can't afford more debt. And the rating, the borrower's rating is already diminished for the United States. Nobody talks about that. They've stopped reporting M1, M2, and M3. They don't talk about that. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Mark with you.
Big Liz Mountain here.
And Bonnie.
The number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. A lot of people have asked if Forkfest is still going on, even though Free Talk Live has had quite a few of its co-hosts arrested, and the answer is indubitably.
Yeah, how convenient that the people who haven't gotten bail are both the major co-hosts here.
Yep, and we told you again and again and again, nobody's in charge at Forkfest. It's a camping festival that's going to run from June the 28th through July 4th up at Rogers Campground in beautiful in the northern New Hampshire or the White Mountains or whatever you want to call it. It's gorgeous up there. You can celebrate Independence Day around other freedom-loving activists and relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people. Create whatever you want to create because nobody's in charge at forkfest.party. That's the website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendars for June the 28th through July 4th, and we'd love to see you right now at forkfest.party. The website where you can check all these things out. Let's go right to the phones. We got Dominic calling in from Ohio. Dominic, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark and everyone. Good to speak to you guys. So have you guys had an experience where you've run into someone? I know you've all seen people wearing masks, but have you seen someone actually wearing a gas mask because they're so worried about the virus?
Before? I've seen people wearing gas masks, but I presumed that they were always ironic.
Okay.
If I were to wear my gas mask, it would be out of irony.
So, on Saturday, I was doing my grocery shopping, and I've stopped wearing a mask because I've followed the influence that you guys have given me. And I bumped into a guy who, middle-aged guy, kind of fat, balding, and he was wearing a full-on gas mask.
Okay.
And at first I thought, oh, that's odd. And then I got a big, fat, hairy middle finger right in my face for that.
Wow.
And I was thinking, yeah.
Well, that's someone who's sincere about the gas mask. Now, I would point out that you should never do anything because of our influence. Like, you should take our influence under advisement, think about it, and then make your own decisions.
It clearly he has.
Just
point
it out.
Well, to be fair, what made me do it was hearing Joe Biden say, it's your patriotic duty to wear a mask.
Mm.
That was a big thing for me.
Yeah.
But you guys kind of helped influence my decision to do that.
He was the first person I saw wearing two masks.
Joe Biden wearing two masks?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. One mask, one mask fine.
Why can't they just make thicker masks? Like, make masks out of wool.
I'm just waiting
make
for
steel.
I'm just waiting for Dr. Fauci to advise that everyone get two vaccines.
That's next. Well, don't worry. Next year you will. There'll be another version of it, and you'll have to get that too because you could die. We could all die. Well,
so I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of uncomfortable when he did that to me, and I didn't say anything because I don't want to stoop to their level. That's my attitude. But I bumped into him again, checking out.
You don't mean like actually touched him, right?
What's that?
You don't mean actually touched him?
No, I didn't actually touch him.
He just freaked out right there on the floor. Just started flipping around.
Like a fish out of water.
It's not nice to mess with the mentally ill.
Yeah, no kidding. I bumped into him again at the, checking out. That was kind of awkward. And he goes, wear your D mask. And I just go, how about you mind your own business? And then I bumped into him again at my car.
God.
And he might have said an expletive to
stalking.
Me, but I just told him to have a nice day.
This guy's out there doing his good deeds. He's like the opposite of a Christmas
tree. He's clearly won me over to his cause.
Right,
no doubt.
It's a good way to...
How have you guys handled people like that in the past?
Yeah, it's a good way to look at how to be convincing. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Dominic.
Only in the new normal can you bump into someone from 6 feet away.
Right. But... yeah, wearing a gas mask and giving somebody the middle finger and cussing at him, not convincing.
I think what he did, the caller, what he did is just the best thing to do in that situation. Because, yeah, you're actually dealing with people who are mentally ill at this point because of their government.
Yeah. I mean, there are people who literally have not left their house. Like, since March of 2020.
There are people who have made trash bag... body condoms for themselves so they could hug their grandkids.
Yeah, like, this is mentally ill behavior. And under any other circumstance, if you saw someone who dressed up in a trash bag in order to go hug a person, like, you'd be like, okay.
Oh, she must have the Howie Mandel disease.
Right, like, either... You really have a good reason for doing that, or you are a mentally ill individual.
It's a shame, but, that seems to be the case.
But as long as Dr. Fauci told me to, it's fine.
And we just read, Dr. Fauci doesn't intend to do anything now. He's had the vaccine since December.
See, I'm doing what I'm supposed to.
And, I mean, I guess these same Americans are going to believe it when they're told that... debt doesn't matter anymore for the United States government. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I want to give the history of debt, because this is really important. The United States government hasn't been out of debt since the Jackson administration. And I realize most people don't know what that means. Jackson. He's like president number 7.
Yep.
We're on 45 or 46. 46 now.
And for the record, a cruel joke to put the man whose gravestone says, I killed the bank,
yes,
on the $20 bill.
It is a cruel joke. And a funny one.
Not saying that he necessarily deserves a great amount of respect.
They're ready to take him off and put, like, Harriet Tubman on the 20 and, stuff like that. So, whatever. Who cares?
Do you want me to continue with the article here? The arguments these commentators make differ in their details. Iglesias proposes a lavish ice cream party with something for everybody, tax cuts for the Republicans, and enough spending to make Biden's presidency, quote, FDR-sized, unquote.
Wow. See, the thing is that if...
Because that works.
If the Republicans are going to spend, and they have spent every opportunity they've had, basically Bush Sr. was probably the most fiscally conservative president we've had in my lifetime. And if they're going to do that, then pay for it. Don't make it into debt. The Democrats, frankly, have been better at paying for their debts than the Republicans.
Well, and Bush the First and of course, Ronald Reagan are really just perfect examples of this. Like, Ronald Reagan campaigned throughout his entire career until the presidency on reducing our debt, on reducing taxes, on reducing, on becoming fiscally sound. And as soon as he's in, Star Wars project.
Yep. Yeah, well, I don't think people are talking enough about how Joe Biden increased the Pentagon spending. Like, I don't know how much. I'll get the numbers at the next break. But he increased it, like, way more than Trump ever did.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, like, this week.
I did not know that.
And read my lips. No new taxes. And right about then, the highest tax hike in history.
Yes. That was George Bush Sr.
Oh.
Yep. George the First.
And honestly, it was a fiscally conservative thing to do because there had been too much spending going on without tax increases up to that point. And
then people kind of imagined that his son would follow in the footsteps.
Not so much.
No.
Nope.
Longest, biggest, most expensive wars ever.
Yep. And it's just not going to get better, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to do better than their predecessors unless you force them into it. And no Americans are doing that. There's no way to do it. There's no way for one individual to do it. And the media just has us all strung up by the nose, dragging us around, and people just keep on eating it up. They're like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I hear it's racism or something now, you know?
Well, and they're like, oh, well, you know, what are you going to do? I'll tell you exactly what you're going to do. Put your money in something that will hold its value. Gold, silver, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, property.
The people who...
Jewels, something.
The people who... The problem with property is that they tax the hell out of you on it. The people who did what you just said, that we've been saying here on Free Talk Live since, for at least 15 years, they're doing pretty good right now, comparatively. They're not that small percentage of billionaires that were added to the marketplace recently, though. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.